Brandon Albert will not practice today. He is making progress with his hyperextended knee. Fasano hasn't been cleared yet, so he won't practice today. And then Justin Houston will not practice today. Everybody else will work, at some level or the other. So we look forward to the challenge of playing the Redskins. We understand what kind of football team they are. They're very well coached, and they've got good football players. So they're leading the league in rushing, and they're very explosive on the offensive side, not only with their down the field throws, but also with their run game. And then defensively, they've really got everybody coming that was on the playoff team last year playing. Jim Haslett's a phenomenal defensive coordinator, brings a lot of people. We know that blitz wise, so we've got to be sharp there. And then they've got as good a front seven as we will that we've faced so far, and probably will face. I mean, they're and then a good special teams unit. So we're preparing ourselves. We're starting it off today at our walkthrough, and then we'll finish up with our practice this afternoon. And with that, time's yours.
Coach, you worked with a lot of quarterbacks, coached a lot. What do you see in RG3? What kind of challenges does he specifically present?
Well, he's gifted both throwing the football and running the football. And he's a smart kid, so he seems to love to play the game. And it looks like he's worked through his knee surgery that he had, and I think the last couple weeks here he's playing just like he did last year. So, I mean, he's fast and he's aggressive, both throwing the ball and running the ball. So.
As long as Albert's out, however long that is, Stevenson will be your left tackle. Fisher will be your right tackle.
Yes.
Why do it that way?
Both of them have practiced those spots. So Stevenson's had more work at the left side, and Fisher's had all of his work at the right side. So.
A lot. Is it better to try to contain a quarterback like that, or you like to get him out in space where you can pound on him a little bit?
You get him out in space, he's hard to get to. So he can skedaddle pretty good. I think he's good in either situation, whether he's taking off and in the pocket and running vertical, or he gets out in space and is able to use his speed and ability to corner. The bottom line is you have to tackle him. You've got to hit him. I mean, you have to do that. And make sure you get him down the ground. So whichever direction he goes, you want to make sure you have covered. You can put so much emphasis on the outside part of it. That's why I'm answering it. You can put so much emphasis defensively on the outside, his outside run ability, that you leave these big gaping seams inside. And then you're going to pay for that too. So as disciplined as you possibly can be, and then when you have an opportunity to tackle him, make sure that you get him on the ground.
How did you evaluate the play of Jeff Schwartz last week, and how do you expect to continue to handle the right guard situation with him and John?
Well, both of them actually played in the game. Schwartz right now will be starting, and he's jumped in and actually done very well there. So he'll do that. I know John's shoulder's still a bit tender, although it's making progress to where he can function and play. But right now Schwartz is going to be starting.
Coach, after the game on Sunday, a number of the players talked about wanting to be able to finish what they start, getting that feel for the jugular. Is that something that you learn as a team together? Is that something that can be taught, or does experience help define that?
Staying aggressive is an important part of this game, and being successful in this game. Knowing when to do that and when not to do it, I think, is also very important within each play. So I would tell you the more you play, the more you understand that. The more you play together, the more you understand that. There's a time and a place where one of your teammates might be very aggressive in a tackle or a block on, you know, up front, where you've got to take a different angle or approach to either that block or that tackle. So, you know, it's learning when and where and how to do that. I think our guys have worked very hard at that. We're getting better at it every week, and we got to continue to get better.
And you think Fasan will be ready to go?
Well, I don't know that. We're going to take it day by day. That's up to the test. I don't know how all those really work, other than they have to take this test. So we're reliant on that. He seems to be getting better. Feeling wise, but there are other things that go into that. So
the fact that right now you have only one other healthy tight end on the active roster, that would seem to indicate you think he's going to be available Sunday. Is the decision now? I mean, if he's not ready, you'll just bump one of those guys up from the practice squad.
Well, I have a couple guys on the practice squad I like, so that's that would be the reason not to do something right now, and then to see how Anthony does as we go. But it's too hard to predict that there. The other kid, he'll take the other two will take the reps today. We'll see how it goes.
What are you choosing from between those two guys if you need one of them on Sunday?
Well, you know, one's got experience and one doesn't. You know, you'd kind of weigh that out and see what you think. I think they both can catch the football well. One probably blocks a little bit better than the other one. That's what it would come down to. You know,
what you guys might need. Do you feel like you need a blocker more than a receiver, or a receiver more than a blocker?
I don't know. I haven't got that for yet. We'll see how it goes this week.
How do you evaluate practice squad guys during the season? How much time do they really get to show you what they have?
Well, if they've gone through training camp with you, you have a feel of the physical part of it. And then you see how they're doing with the routes that you have. Some of these guys we've worked in to the offense. If someone were banged up like the situation we have now, so we've been able to see how they're absorbing the offense. Some of them that are coming in new, you try to take tape off of whatever, whether it's a preseason or if they've had a chance to play in regular season games.
Coach, in the last 3 weeks, the pass defense has gone from 6th to currently ranked 21st. What kind of adjustments do you see, if any, potentially necessary, especially when you look at some of the quarterbacks you have remaining down the stretch?
Yeah, well, you're always making adjustments. So we'll do what we need to do and what we feel is right to do, as we go forward here. So that's what we as coaches, you try to put the players in the best position to make plays, and so that's the direction that we're working.
How do you put your players in the best position to rush the pass? In the first game against Denver, he was getting rid of the ball, as you said, within 2 seconds. His two long touchdowns to Decker, he stood back there for 3-4 seconds.
Yeah, it was too much time. Although I thought overall we did a better job of rushing the passer, and we were able to alter some of his throws, not only throws that he wanted to make, but also throws that he did make. There were some that were a little bit off, obviously, with the two interceptions. That was part of it. But on the one, you know, on a couple of those, he had time. That's going to happen. I mean, you got to work through that. You got to make sure that you play the coverage and do the things you have to do back there. I mean, there are going to be times when a quarterback has a little bit of time, and you got to make sure that you rally the other part of that.
Last three, Randy, Trev, go ahead, Randy.
Looking ahead. Coming off the three losses and four to go here, is this team kind of at a crossroads of the season? I mean, it's kind of here and out here. How do you see the psyche and everything about it? What's ahead for this team?
Yeah, I feel that the team is They know that they've won some games and that they lost the last couple. They understand that. And I think it's important that you stick with the process. It's important to trust that and believe in it. They're learning that as you go through. That's the ebb and flows of a season in the National Football League. You're going to have highs, you're going to have lows, and important that you stay consistent through both. And so I have a lot of trust in our locker room and in the way they go about their business. So I think trust is an important thing from both sides, from players, coach. I think that's what makes up a team.
I know John is always working trying to build the talent at the bottom of the roster. Best you can. Can you explain what the impetus was behind bringing in Jarrell, bringing him back, what you guys saw, what you liked?
Yeah. Jarrell is he's a pure nose guard is what he is. That's kind of his deal. And so we have had some guys in here that I think are good football players. Probably more three techniques than that pure nose. And then he gives you the flexibility to give Don Terry in a base look a blow, right? Give him a rest. And John thought that was important now. You know, as coaches, we were on board with him. We got it. We understand. And he's somebody that the coaches feel comfortable with, which I think is also important. He knows the system, feels comfortable with.
You guys plan to take Poe out of the game, Dontari Poe, more than you guys have been?
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we've got to go through the practice and do all that. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it gives you somebody that can play in that base unit. You're going to have that base unit is going to play a little bit this week now. I mean, that run game is the best in the National Football League. So there's they're going to be on the field quite a little bit.
Coach, a lot of times games have different styles early in the season, a lot of low scoring, ball control type games, opposite the last couple of times. Does either style fit your team better than another?
The thing that fits it the best is if you're scoring more than they're scoring. That's right. That's the primary objective. And we've come up short on the last couple, 2 to 3 there. So we've got I don't think either one – you're going to be in both. So either one shouldn't matter. You should be able to put more points on than the other team.
Coach,